redeem and let the world around me fade away. Will Jesus draw me close? Oh, closer, Lord, to desire to worship and obey. Just sing that to the Lord one more time. Jesus, draw me close. And Jesus, draw me close. Yes, Lord. We're closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me and let the world around me, let it fade away. Jesus, draw me close. And Jesus, draw me close. Oh, closer, Lord, to you. Worship and obey. Amen. Is that your desire tonight? Let Jesus draw you close. Amen. If we can just let down our guard and let Him draw us close. Amen. Amen. Just want to welcome all the visitors here, those from Lima, Akron. Brother Steve, good to see you as well. Amen. All those that are here, amen, you're more than welcome to worship however God chooses in your life. Amen. Just sing that song, Holy Spirit, rain down. Amen. And Holy Spirit, rain down. Oh, rain down. Oh, Comforter and friend. Oh, how I need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down. Oh, rain down. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Sing that again. Holy Spirit, rain down. Lord, rain down. You're my comfort. Oh, Comforter and friend. Oh, how we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down. Lord, rain down. Just let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Oh, rain down. One more time. Holy Spirit, rain down. Lord, rain down. Oh, Comforter and friend. Oh, how I need your touch again. Oh, Holy Spirit, rain down. your powerful. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. And our God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. Whoa, our God is awesome. He's healed me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever He will reign. He is awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. My God is awesome. The Savior of the whole world, the giver of salvation. By His stripes I'm healed. Whoa, my God is awesome. Awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace, it's why I'm living. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. He is awesome. He is awesome. He's awesome. Yes, He's worthy. God is worthy. Oh, yes, He's worthy. Every day He's worthy. He's worthy. My God is holy. Yes, He's holy. Yes, He's holy. He's holy. Tell Him how mighty He is. God is mighty. Oh, yes, He's mighty. Oh, yes, He's mighty. He's mighty. My God is awesome, 'cause He can move mountains. He's kept me in the valleys, hide me from the rain. Whoa, my is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever He will reign. My God is awesome. Oh yes, He's awesome. Oh yes, He's awesome. He's awesome. My God is awesome, the Savior of the whole world, the giver of salvation. By His stripes I'm healed. Whoa, my God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name.
Amen. Let's give a little round of applause. Amen.
We serve an awesome God. Praise Him like He's awesome today, saints. Lord, You're awesome. We give You glory, Lord. We give You praise, Father. We want You to be lifted up on high, Lord. Praise Your name, God. We give You glory, Lord.
Amen. It's good to have everybody in the house of the Lord. This evening, amen, we have our brother Isaiah Brooks, amen. We just thank the Lord for him being able to come by this way, because we love the Lord and we know He can use any minister, but Brother Brooks always holds a special place in our heart. He's been our pastor for years before our precious pastor now, Brother Cam. We just love him so much, dearly, amen. Just that we do have a few prayer requests here and announcements. Just a reminder, we'll be having two services on Sunday with communion. Brother Jesse will be preaching there. And we do have a couple prayer requests here. This is Brother Aiden Wallen is in the hospital, not feeling good, so it's keep that in prayer. And also, Selena Valentine is sick at home tonight. Pray for her healing touch, amen. So just going to ask Brother Simon if he come lead us in a word of prayer, also for the tithes and the offerings, amen. If anybody would have a need of God, just raise your hand up to him today. We know that he's more than able to do it, amen.
Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we just love you, God, Lord. We just want to give you all the praise and glory and honor tonight, Lord.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
Thank you. You're worthy, God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we're so thankful, Lord, you've given us an escape route, God, Lord, in this hour, God, Lord Jesus, Lord. There's not a Noah walking around, God. There's not a Moses, Lord. But Lord, there's a Holy Spirit, God, Lord, that can fly, God. And Lord Jesus, Lord, we just want to get on the wings of Jehovah, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Just, Lord, we want to find our spot right there under the feathers, God, Lord Jesus, God. And we're trusting, Lord, you'll get us the rest of the way, God. We just love you, Lord. Be with Brother Aiden there, God, and Sister Selena, God, Lord. Just touch them, God, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, the Bible says, by their stripes, they are healed, Lord Jesus, God. We just trust in, Lord, that again, God, Lord. We pull that scripture every time, Lord. We find ourselves in infirmity, God. We love you, Lord. Lord, bless this service, God, Lord. Anoint the brother, God, Lord, our old pastor there, God, Lord. Brother Brooks, Lord, just bless him, God. Keep him, Lord, God. And, Lord, just, Lord, we just want to give you all the praise and glory and honor, Lord, tonight, God, Lord. Just may we lift our voices, God, in worship, Lord. We love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Just sing a little song. Jehovah Jireh, amen, my provider, amen. Whatever you have need of tonight, saints, we know that God is more than able to provide those needs, amen. See. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Oh, you are more than enough for me, Jehovah Rapha. Lord, you're my healer, and by your stripes been set free. Jehovah Shammah, Lord, you are with me. You supply to him again. You are more than enough, Lord Jesus. Will you are more than enough, so much more than enough. You are more than enough for me. Be seated, amen. We have a song special from our sister Barbara. She'd come forth at this time.
When I walk through deep waters, I know that you will be with me. when I'm standing in the fire, I will not be overcome. Through the valley of the shadow, I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will.
Glad for that, the unchangeable word that cannot be taken away, amen. He'd always be with you, I'd never forsake you, amen. Well, just sing that little song, every praise is to our God, every word of worship, amen. No matter what if it seems like you're in a valley, praise in the same ways if you feel like you're on the mountaintop, amen.
Every praise is to our God, every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing that again, every praise. And every praise is to our God, every word of worship in one accord. Savior. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing that again, every praise. Well, every praise is to our, oh, every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah to our glory. Is due our every praise is to our God. Sing with all your heart, God my Savior, God my Savior, hallelujah, God my healer, God my deliverer, yes He is, yes He is, God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer, yes He is, yes He is, God my Savior, yes You are, thank You Lord Jesus, oh God my deliverer, yes He is, yes, He is, God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer, yes, He is, yes, He is, every praise is to our God, every word of worship in one accord, every praise. Every praise is to our God. Amen. Give a little round of applause. Amen. We worship You, O God. Amen. Amen. Sing that little song, Hosanna, Blessed Be the Rock. How many came to worship the Lord tonight? Amen. 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 Oh, magnify the Lord. Amen. And oh, magnify the Lord.
glory to his name. He lives and reigns forevermore.
Hosanna tonight. Amen. Hosanna means my deliverer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. I thought I might come up here and sing a song, but it looks like the Florida weather to the Ohio weather took a little toll on me. So not by much, because by the grace of God, it's been pretty warm up here too. We're setting records. I told about 3 weeks ago, I talked to Brother Brooks. He said, just pray that the Lord will let the weather be really good when we come. I said, we'll do that. He said, I'll pray with you. And this week we're setting records. Amen. It's the same God. Amen. Amen. The same God that said, sun stand still, is the same God that can bring good weather in. Amen. Amen. So I just have to let you have your seats, for this is the longest I've ever been away from the church, 2 Sundays and a Wednesday. And I just really miss the saints here. Amen. So I'm just so glad to be back. It put me on a little jubilee. I know I'm not the homecoming, but by the grace of God, then to see all the lovely visitors we have tonight, God bless you. I could go around the room and call out a few names, but we just want to thank God for just allowing everyone to come. Amen. And certainly, it's good to, in an hour and a day like this, to see God just stirring our hearts up. You'll drive an hour on a Wednesday night, or on a Tuesday night, right? Amen. Amen. Almost forgot what night it was. Amen. But by the grace of God, we know that Brother Brooks is here, and he'll be preaching tonight, and we're really looking forward to that. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Amen. Amen. So that means that tonight all things are possible to them that believe. Amen? How many know we're close to the coming of the Lord? Amen. Do you believe that He's coming for you? Amen. Amen. Well, that puts us all in unity tonight. Amen. That means that God can come and do mighty things this evening. Amen. So by His grace, we're going to allow Brother Brooks to get out. It is certainly good to see Brother Tony, Sister Wendy. Should I just go around the room? Brother Wesley, Brother Stephen West, so good to see you. And Bergel, good to see you this evening. Amen. One of my wife just thinks the world of her. Amen. And good to see Brother Josiah slip in. Amen. And okay. We can go keep on going. Sister Rachel, it's a shame she comes in here and doesn't sing. Amen. Did you want to sing, Sister? Oh, Sister Karen. Sister Karen wants Rachel. and we see if Sister Karen says that, Sister Rachel's face starts getting red. My face would get red too. No pressure, but by the grace of God, it is good to see Sister Karen and everyone. God bless you. If you're sitting next to Brother Simon, you got good company right there, don't you? Amen. God bless you, brother. And we're looking for God to do wonderful things. And we want to give the Lord ample time to speak to us tonight. How many know that the Holy Spirit speaks from the pulpit? Amen? Amen. Amen. He can touch any need that you have tonight. If you come with the same expectation that God can speak, amen, all things are possible. Maybe we'll sing a song. You want to get a little Pentecostal tonight? Just a little bit? Why don't we sing that song, there's no one like Jesus. And for our visitors, this song is, I believe it's from Guyana, South America. Now when you get to the part, don't be too caught off guard. There's a part of the song where you have to search all around. Now you have to watch. Some of these people around Living Waters Tabernacle, they start getting pretty, they're searching pretty hard. They searched pretty hard, but they found Jesus. Amen? Then there's a part of the song that says, I turned all around. So they start turning. Because they turned on around, but they found Jesus. Amen. And then, of course, they walked all around, but they found Him. Amen. So just a little bit. You see, the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. So we're free in the house of God tonight to worship as you please. We're just going to sing the songs. We invite our brother out, and you know he's going to bring that tambourine with him. So by the grace of God, we're looking forward to that. Amen.
Oh, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. Oh, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There is no one, there's no one like Him. Nobody, there is no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. Well, I searched all around, I found no one. I turned all around,
hallelujah,
I found no one. I found no one. There's no one. There's no one like Him. There's no one. There is no one. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one. There's no one like Him. There is no one. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one. There's no one like Him. Let's sing that again. Well, there is no one. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one. There's no one like Him.
Appreciate the Lord and all that He does or do for us. Let's sit for a moment. By God's grace, we just want to sing a song here. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise him. I praise him forever. I worship him forever. I praise him forever. I love him forever. Give you glory forever. Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise him forever. I worship him forever. I love him forever. Give him glory forever. I praise him forever. I love him forever. Give him glory forever. Worship him forever. Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Surely God is good to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Just sing the chorus with me. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the wind. He can come, make the sun shine. Woo! I know the master of. Can we say that again? I know. I know the master of. I know the maker.
I know the maker of.
The rain. He can come, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. My boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sails, but I have a friend, woo, who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. Hey, the rain. Oh, he can calm the storm, make the sun. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the sky. Among the peace my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the highs, bring me low, but never bring me down. Everybody now, I know we can stand. I know the Maker. He can call. Master of the wind. Can we sing that once again? I know the master. I know the maker. The rain. He can come. Oh, and make the sun. I know. Sing it one more time. I just like that. I know the master of. Oh. He can come. Oh, and make the sun. I know the master of the wind. Well, I trust by the grace of God that that song is more than a song. And you really know the master of the wind. Amen. Good to be here. Amen. By the grace of God, as our brother has said, we have been ministering and preaching, and I'm not tired yet. Amen. Because when I'm in his presence, really, I don't want to leave. Amen. They call me a long-winded preacher, but I try to make it short. As we stand in honor of the word, let us turn to Romans. The 8th chapter. Let us read the 36th verse down to the 39th. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I don't know how Paul felt when he was under that inspiration. But oh my, I'm sure he felt like he was in heavenly places. Let us pray. Father, we come before you, Lord, as humbly as we know how. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Without you, Lord, we are nothing. But because of your grace, you have made us sons and daughters of God. It's not him who willeth, nor he that runneth, but it's you, Lord, who showeth your mercy. Lord, your prophet and son David said, your mercies are renewed every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And we thank you, Lord, for being so real to us. We pray that you would be merciful to us, forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. You may be seated. We just thank God for our brother Cam inviting us or having us to come. I told him I was coming up, amen, to minister for brother Jesse. And so, you know, he always tell me to make sure I tell him when I'm coming this way. So anyway, I blame him for tonight. But it's going to be, you know, I pray, you know, we are blessed people. Amen. And, you know, I was saying the other day, you know, how Christians, we're the only light in the world right now. Amen. We are a standard. Amen. Hello? Yes, God has chosen you and I to be a standard in this wicked world. Amen. I would like to entitle my message, Invincible. I believe that the children of God are invincible. Amen, brother. I was preaching one time and the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart. Children of God has the ability to shut Satan down. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you must realize, amen, that you are a powerhouse. You and I are not coming short of anything because God has already fixed it. You may seem to be weak and weary right now, but it has already been finished for you and I. For those of us who believe in predestination, we find out that even our Lord Jesus Christ was predestinated. Written throughout the scripture and all the things that he would have to do and accomplish. Amen. My question is, did he do it? Yes. Hello? Amen. You and I must realize, amen, that the word of God cannot come back void. Amen. Hello? Amen. You know, the Bible tells us that we have been, or Jesus was actually bruised and whipped for our iniquity. Do you know what iniquity means? Iniquity means when you know you're wrong and you do it anyhow. That means, amen, God knew you was going to mess up. And he, you know what he did? He made sure you was cleared. Now, the devil don't like that. He just can't understand that because iniquity was found in his heart and he was kicked out of heaven. But when it comes to the elect and chosen of God, Paul wrote it. Who's going to lay in a charge to God's elect? I don't know, but I just believe with all of my heart. Oftentimes we go through trials, amen, to make heaven better. Come on, brother. See, because if you don't go through trials and tests, when you get there, you wouldn't be able to appreciate it. Hallelujah. But when we get there, our souls will look back and wonder how we got over. Hallelujah. We're not building an organization. The days of organization are over. All they can give people is traditions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And creeds. Hallelujah. I'm not here today to build an organization. Christ never sent me to build an organization. Christ sent me to build individuals to the stature of Jesus Christ. That they might be what? A powerhouse. And the dwelling place of the Spirit. By His Word. By His Word. To build up individuals that to that place. Not an organization to a greater denomination, but build the individuals to sons and daughters of God. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So you and I must understand the focus of this hour is you. Amen. Hello, somebody. You are the focus. Let me say it in a better way. You are God's focus. Amen. So that you understand that God is working a masterpiece. And you, and you, and you, and you, and in me. Hallelujah. The thing that I love about God is that He is a perfectionist. He's not going to let anything slack. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He's going to make sure that you and I, when it's all said and done, we are in the literal image of Jesus Christ, His Son. The world has nothing to offer the true believer. Right? And it's a shame on you or whoever you may be who profess to be a Christian and rely on such things for joy when the Holy Ghost is nothing but one great big powerhouse of joy. You see, I don't understand, amen, how people, amen, once experiencing Christ, at least that's their testimony. Amen. And then somehow they want to, it's like eating out of a garbage can. Hello. Come on. Amen. When a man or woman backslide on God, you know it's like a pig going back to his wallow. Yeah. The Holy Ghost is a perfect intoxication for every man that God the blues. You ain't gonna ever hear me singing, "Why me, Lord? What have I ever done?" No, sir. Victory is mine. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Victory is mine. Why? You take a drink of the gospel of Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost, you are drunk until you leave this world. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. See, that's the problem. We say we're Christians, but it's been a long time since we had us a real good drink. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, sometimes people say, "I get too excited. I can't help it." You ever seen anybody stand still in fire? I don't think so. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? When you are in the presence of the Lord, amen, you can't help but to be stimulated. And people don't think it, but it is God's will for you and I to be so stimulated to you out of your mind, and you've got the mind of Christ. Is that right? Amen. Because the Bible tells us, amen, he said that the word of God came to the devil, "Touch not the oil and the wine." Right? I don't care if people pick on me, but don't touch my oil and wine. Hallelujah. Call me what you want to call me. Hallelujah. But don't, you praising. You're not going to stop my praising him. You're not going to stop me from glorifying the God. Amen, amen, who saved me. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Oh, yes. There's a battle going on between the twins, you know. Yes, there's a battle going on between the twins. One wants you to be starchy and formal. The other one, amen, is like Jacob. He's going to wrestle. Hallelujah. He don't mind praising God all night. I ain't letting you go until you get my, give me that blessing, Lord. See, Jesus Christ is not a figment of our imagination. Jesus Christ is a reality. Hallelujah. That's why God gives us the Holy Ghost, so that we can show the world that Jesus still lives. Now, I don't mean no harm, but what good is a bottle of wine that's sealed up and hadn't been opened? Hallelujah. The wine is meant to be drank. And when you take that sealing up, poop, power. It shows, amen, that the wine is fermented. It's potent. Hallelujah. And if it can kick, amen, the screw top off, what you think it's going to do for you? Once it's on the inside. Hello. My point is, we are invincible. You know what that means? What does it mean? It means incapable of being conquered. Incapable of being defeated. Incapable, of being subdued. Incapable of being superable. In other words, somebody surpassing you. It's incapable of being, amen, insurmountable, invincible, difficult, nothing. The Bible said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Maybe some of us don't know what I'm talking about. But when you've got a real believer, he will never accept the word no. I don't care what the difficulties look like. Because we, by the Holy Ghost, are supernatural beings. Hallelujah. And you know what the supernatural does? It surpassed the natural. It means that the laws of the natural cannot confine the supernatural. And the supernatural will not work by the laws of the natural. Hello. And we are serving a super supernatural God. That's what makes us invincible. You say, well, what do you mean, brother? Like Peter was a coward. Hallelujah. Had a lot of bark, but no bite. Amen. Right? Amen. But one thing for sure, after the day of Pentecost, yes, the man who denied Jesus Christ 3 times stood up there and said, this is that. Yes. What was it? God transformed the man. Amen. Woo, come on, somebody. Yes. Hallelujah, we are the Holy Ghost, like I said, intoxicated. And people say, well, you just talk about the Lord too much. What else I'm going to talk about? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What? I don't mean no harm. But I'm not a basketball fan or a football fan or whatever. I am a Jesus fan. Amen. And you know, you get those basketball, football fans, what they're going to do, they're going to talk about it. You're just a fanatic. Well, thank God for those blessings you've given me by your words. So we realize, amen, like I said, the true believer will not say no. Will not accept no, excuse me. When it comes to God's word, if God said it is to be, that's exactly what he means. That's what he said. And I don't care what obstacles get in my way. I'm going to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. I preached a message not long ago, the old ship of Zion. Hallelujah. You know, Zion, amen, is Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is Zion. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no ship like this ship. Hallelujah. It's been sailing for ages. Never ever went down. It's not like the Titanic. Hallelujah. But this ship, amen, is carrying the divine character of Jesus Christ. Like the prophet of God said, it will caress every wave. Let me give you some examples. You see, a lot of times the devil want to make you think that he's really smarter than you. But when you have the mind of God, the devil is not smarter. Hallelujah. My point is this. When Satan comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard. Understand, Satan is still on his belly. Hallelujah. So you're looking down at something that thinks he's greater than you. Satan can't even understand redemption. He can't understand it because he can't be redeemed. But those of us, listen, the word redeem means to buy back. That means you were with God. In the beginning, I know y'all know these things, but my point is I'm trying to get to your heart because your head know too much and your heart don't know enough. Hallelujah. But if I can get this word into your heart, I don't care what trick the devil pulls out on you, you'll come out standing on his head. Hallelujah. Think about it. You know I love Esther, so I'm going to give a little bit of Esther. You see, you think about it. Here was Esther, amen, in a situation that she had no control over. God loves to get you in that kind of a situation. Hallelujah. You think, Lord, you know, while I'm going through these great trials and things like that, you know, his answer would be, because I put you there. Hallelujah. Amen. The footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. So you must realize, I don't care how chaotic your life may seem. God got it all under control. I love that song. He's got it all under control. He's got it all in control. I think about it. I think about times. I say, you know what? God told Jonah, and I'm coming back to Esther, but God told Jonah to do something. Like I said the other night, I said Jonah had an attitude before, and he had an attitude afterwards. Hello? God don't care about your attitude. He gonna make you do what he wants you to do anyhow. Hallelujah! You might have to suffer a little more like Jonah. If Jonah had only gone and done what God told him to do, he would have never ended up in the whale's belly. But you see, God is infinite. Is that all right? He's omniscient. He knows all things. Jonah didn't even know that he was being used by God, even in his rebellion. Hallelujah. And here is Jesus in the New Testament using Jonah. Jonah was one of those so-called Christians who could not appreciate God's goodness. God gave him a gorge. And he enjoyed the gorge. Right? But he didn't know, he never just really praised God for it. He got mad. It's like God giving you a car and then taking it away. Hallelujah. And it was only for a while. And God didn't say, listen, Jonah, this is just for a while, but enjoy it. Because I've got to take you to the next level. Hallelujah. If you could turn it up, I don't know whether you're hearing me well, but I'm not hearing myself. Amen. And I'm straining. God bless you. So we realize by the grace of God, amen, that here is Esther. First of all, she didn't know she was a queen.
Amen.
That was only in the mind of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, she was even with her uncle. Yeah. God saw Esther as a queen.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. While you was in the streets, when you were in the clubs, when you were doing drugs and drinking and smoking, God saw you as a son of God. Hallelujah. You didn't know it. You had no idea that one day you would be in the king's palace. Hallelujah. Oh, but God fixed it. You hear what I'm saying? Step by step, Esther find herself in a place that she never thought she'd be in. Don't you think the devil loves you? Satan hates you. He hates you in the morning. He hates you in the noonday. He hates you in the evening. He hates you. And you must understand that the Bible tells us that hell was created for Satan and his angels. Right? But we find out, amen, in the book of Esther, Satan anointed. Hallelujah. Haman, and Haman built a gallows. It was, the gallows would have never been built if it hadn't been for Haman. Hell would have never been if it hadn't been for the devil. But what he didn't understand, see, he thought that in this, no doubt, when God built it, he knew that he was going to deceive Eve and whatever more. But you know, the devil thought, well, I'll get some of the sons of God there. I'll kill them with death. But God has never lost one. You said, Brother Bruce, are you something wrong with you? Maybe it is. But I don't believe that a true elected son or daughter of God could ever go to hell. Hello. What do you mean? Because when the seals were open, God spoke through the man of God and said, you have been so justified. You justified as though you never sinned in the first place. He said, in reality, you were tricked into it. You see, that's why God had to come and die for our iniquities. Oh, come on, somebody. It doesn't give us license to sin, but when we come short, God has already made a way. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Just like I was telling somebody. I said, look, I said, here it was. Amen. Well, Achan. Achan comes along and he steals a wedge of gold and silver and Babylonian garments. Hallelujah. One mistake. And not only was he stoned, but his whole household. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Everything went out. Lucifer, Judas. Judas come and he makes one mistake. And he loses everything. Am I making sense? David was a constant sinner. Always doing stuff, killing people that he ought not to kill. His hands were full of blood. He took another man's wife. And God still looked at him and said, a man after my own heart. Oh, come on, somebody. You better see how blessed you are. And this message has laid us right in the headstone of grace, grace. Oh, that means you don't merit it. It's given to you. Hallelujah. You don't earn it. It's given to you. Is there anybody that don't want grace? Hallelujah. Take your portion if you don't want it. Hallelujah. Oh, look at this thing. Amen. Haman thought, I'm gonna kill Mordecai and all. But he didn't understand. God knew what was happening. And when he put that evil, like the Bible said, you try to set a trap for someone else, you're the one that falls in it, right? And that's exactly what happened to Haman. He thought he was going to trap Mordecai. Hallelujah. But God had a secret agent on the best. Hallelujah. Haman had no idea that Esther was there standing in the gap. Hallelujah. See, that's what we must understand. God's got the bride of Jesus Christ standing in the gap for our loved ones. Hey, hallelujah. I love it. Amen. Because Esther stood there at as a mediatrix. Is that right? Oh, yes, she did. She stood there. Amen. And she said to Mordecai and the rest of them, y'all, we're going to fast 3 days and three nights. We're not going to eat or drink anything. And afterwards, I'm going to see the king. See, when you're really desperate and you need something from God, you need to pull back from the table. Oh, God. I know a lot of people don't believe in fasting. But if it worked in the Old Testament, it'll work in the New. Pull back, folks. When you really need God, a miracle, pull back. Amen. And let go and let God. Say, God, I believe in you. And I'm going to do this in behalf of my people. Come on, somebody. And if I perish, let me perish. But God knew she wasn't going to perish. She let her go through all that. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. See, let me say it like this. If you love on God, you can get whatever you want. It's in the scripture. Listen, you saw, what do you mean? When that woman was at Simon's house, I love it. When she was at Simon's house, she never asked him a question, but she went there and she loved on him. Hallelujah! She anointed his hands, she anointed his feet, she anointed everything. And then Jesus asked, what would you have me to do? Basically, he said, woman, your sins be forgiven, because he discerned her thoughts. Hallelujah! Listen, I just had that the other day. Amen. I needed something. Amen. And God gave it to me before I asked. Hallelujah! I didn't even have to pray for it. God sent it my way. See, that's the problem with people. They're not loving on him like they ought to. That was one of David's secrets. Every time you look around, David praising God. Hallelujah! When he was in the muck and mire, he praised him. He said, I was once in the muck and mire, and my God lift me up and placed my feet on a rock. Hallelujah. He didn't complain, but every time he saw an opportunity to give God the praise and the glory, even when he knew it was wrong. Hallelujah. He praised God. Hallelujah. See, that's what we must understand. That's called how come Israel fell in the wilderness, because they didn't like God's leadership. Hallelujah. They murmured and complained every time God did something for them. But Joshua and Caleb, I don't know what they were doing, but the Bible said they had a different spirit. Hallelujah. Oh my. And I believe the different spirit is they were able to praise God in the good times. They were able to praise him in the bad times. They were able to praise him in the hard times. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because they understood who they were worshiping. When you know the master of the wind. Hallelujah. When you know the master of the wind, there is no fear in you. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, you don't care how bad that bad wolf huff and puff. Hallelujah. You know he can't blow this house down. Glory to God. Why? Because your foundation is a rock. Oh, the old rock of ages. Oh, my. So you look at Esther. All of a sudden, the king, and you know, I'm just chopping it up right now. But Esther said, the king said to Esther, what you want, you know, after the banquet. Y'all done heard me do that. I love it. Amen. So you know, amen, he said, I'll give you a half or a third of the kingdom, whichever. Y'all know which it was. But anyway, he offered her something. She says, no, I just want to have another banquet. Come on, y'all know how that is. You have a good service. And you want, you know, especially 3-4 days, and you say, Lord, you know, make the tomorrow just as good. Amen. Or take it higher. You know what I mean? Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Yeah. You know, a lot of times people settle for 1 day out of 3 days being the best. I want all three of them to be good. Yeah. Hallelujah. Give me all three of them. Take me in heavenly places somewhere. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Hallelujah. We find out, amen, that here, you know, then she started talking to her husband. I got to move faster. Started talking to her husband and said, if it please the king, you know, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according unto this day decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. Huh? Wow. Hear it well. Let me tell you something. The very devil that's trying to kill your soul, he's the soul that dies. Right. Hallelujah. And all of the unbelief, everything you've done wrong. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Everything. You say everything, everything you've ever done wrong goes back on the accuser. Somebody got to pay for your sins. Jesus paid for them. Hallelujah. But everything you did goes back to the devil. I don't know how long he's going to burn before he disappears. But he can't burn until he finishes paying for my sins. Hallelujah! It can't stop. Amen. To everything I did wrong, he pays for it. Hallelujah! He wanted me to go to hell, but he's the one that goes to hell. He wanted me to die in the lake of fire, but he's the one that burns in the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Oh, we're invincible. And the devil haven't come to see that yet. He's still picking on us. And one of these old days, he'll see all of us sitting in the throne. Hallelujah. Can you imagine how he's going to feel knowing what he did to you on earth? Hallelujah. Knowing there's no forgiveness for him. Knowing that the only things left is for him to be punished. Amen. Anybody, if you hear y'all ever done something wrong and you can almost hear the devil laugh in your ear? Amen. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But you stand your ground. Right. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. The most dangerous spirit that we've got to deal with now is a religious spirit. Yes. Y'all hear what I'm saying? These religious spirits, they're trying to conquer you. That's right. Hallelujah. Stamp out your fire. That's right. Wow. Is that all right? Yeah. People are trying to form you into their image. I'm not interested in no man's image. I'm only interested in the image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You remember at Simon's house? Simon, amen. Amen. We find out that old woman comes down there. Amen. Into Simon's house where Jesus was. And she's washing his feet and everything else. And them old Pharisees like, he ought to know. I'm being a prophet. He ought to know what kind of woman that is. And I thought to myself, well, how do you know? How you know what kind of woman she is? You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Jesus didn't say nothing. He just let her wash his feet. Can you imagine to the carnal mind what that looked like? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A prostitute. Amen. Pouring all on his head. Rubbing all in his head. Then when she put it on his feet, she began to wash his feet and just massage it. Y'all know how good that feels. Y'all come on. And then massage those feet with oil and everything else. And oh my God, when she started kissing them. Ooh. You can imagine. But Jesus let her do it. Hallelujah. See, what people don't understand. Let me say it like this. You don't need nobody's permission to worship God. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You don't need somebody's approval. You don't need nobody's approval. You should only be interested in what he says. Hallelujah. And God will put you to the test. Whew. You stand your grounds. See, we are now the sons of God. Not we will be, we are now. And that's what the trouble of it is. People, you can't see, you people that's born again, the people call you holy rollers and fanatics or something other like that because you're born again. And you let the devil kick you around like a football. Hallelujah! Not so. I'm in a war. Hallelujah! Esau ain't never like me. Judas ain't never like me. Y'all hear my say? Hey, Cain ain't never like me. And ain't nothing gonna stop me. If I go to hell worshiping God, I just go to hell worshiping him. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But how could I shut my mouth? How could I not praise him? Come on, somebody. Like that song say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I just don't understand a lot of things. I don't. You know, everybody's made different. But I guarantee you, come on, somebody. You may not have to move like me, but every now and then, if you got the real Holy Ghost, something going to go up. Or something's going to come down. Come on, somebody. Amen. There is no way. Nothing ain't going to happen. Oh, an artesian well is in you. Hallelujah. Oh, but in this day, so many times, we're looking at this thing, and I've been to many churches. You go to the church, and the spirit is so oppressed till you have to almost push up like you're lifting weights. Anybody been there? That's not the way it's supposed to be. Hallelujah! God has made you free. If you want to shout on your job, if you want to shout in the school, if you want to dance on the street, if you want to dance in the store, you are at liberty. Why you say that? Because this is yours. They say, Jesus, you shouldn't be eating them people corn. Jesus could have easily said, this is my corn. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, right? Oh, my, the day of Pentecost fully come 1900 years ago, right? Never will till Jesus come. Now is the hour. Now. We don't have to wait on nothing. It's now. Now is the hour. Now is the time. Now is the accepted hour. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. Now is when healing is supposed to be. Now is when miracles are supposed to take place. Now is when Christ is revealing himself. Huh? Here we are now, not in the future. Oh, we're waiting on the third pool. The third pool is now. We're waiting on the spoken word. The spoken word is now. We're working on miracles. Miracles are now. Everything is now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Revealing himself, making himself manifest to the people, showing signs and, oh, you Pentecostals. Let me say something to you so you can understand. God built the world, universes, and everything else. Like I was telling the church the other night, the Bible said we ought to think about the breadth and the length and the height and the, phew. That's what I've been doing for the last couple of months. And the more I see of him, the bigger I get. Right? Amen. The more invincible I become. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because I realized that God said he's all and in all. You mean he's even in the center? He's there. Because he's the only one that's controlling the breath. Huh? He's got his breath in them, and they're breathing. And they're cursing him and breathing his breath. Hallelujah! He's in everything. That's why he can control. He can make up a sin of prophesy. Oh, come on, somebody. All things will work for his purpose. Hallelujah. The psalm said they would pierce him in his side. That man standing there on the day that Jesus, amen, was dying, didn't know he was in the Word. Hallelujah! But he was there. Now that invisible Word has now put on a characteristic. Don't you see? You were in his mind in the beginning. You were thoughts. But now the Word has been spoken. And now you are the Word with character. Now, I couldn't see you then, but now I can see you. Oh, come on, come on. Understand what I'm saying. Jesus was the Logos, right? The Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. 14th verse, that Word became flesh and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Is that right? Before we didn't know what he looked like. But when he was born of a virgin and he lived his life up, that Word now had an identity and had a character. Oh my. See, you got to see that's exactly what happened to you. The reason why you believe this message is because of the seed of God that was in you before the foundation of the world. And that preacher, or somebody told you about it, and it quickened you and said, you said, amen. You had no idea why you were saying amen. You could not explain everything, but something happened on the inside. And he that begun the good work in you is faithful to complete it. Invincible. And the only reason why we're invincible because we have the invincible God. Amen. It ain't your flesh and your blood. Your flesh and blood ain't going to even enter. Hallelujah. Everybody know what I'm talking about. I was telling my church, you all worried about, listen, I don't worry about getting old. I just don't like it. But all this old age is going to be good for me. Come on. Even the prophet of God said, you got to thank God for death. Huh? Death? Oh, yeah. Think about it. If you was growing old and never would die. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Death becomes a friend. Hallelujah. We have no idea what we look like. So it becomes a friend, right? Some of those old people said, I'm tired, I'm ready to go. Death becomes a friend, right? So you can even say, thank God for death in this dimension, you know. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. So we realize by the grace of God that this God that you have on the inside, I just want you to think a moment. He's the God of Earth, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, all the planets in our solar system. He's the God of the sun. You move out of our solar system, he's still God. He's holding all of those things in place. Hallelujah. Not one of them skips a beat. The stars still shine. The sun still rises. The earth still rotates. All of that. And that's still not God. You hear what I'm saying? Those are attributes. Those are things that God spoke and came into existence. Right? Amen. Those are just things that were in him, but it's still not him. Hallelujah. Go beyond that. And you see the vastness of the Lord. And to think that all of that is in you. Hallelujah. You say, well, what do you mean? I'm saying if the author and the finisher is in me, then everything he created. Oh, Lord. Because it's in him, is in me. Oh, can you see what I'm saying? So you realize that God comes along. And you've heard me say this before. I said, here the scientists are looking for the God particle. And all they need to do is go to Pentecost.
Right.
They just need an experience. Because you and I are the God particle.
Yeah.
Now, think about it, how small you are compared to a mountain. You're just a piece of sand on the top, on the mountain. Y'all, you're so small, and yet it is the smaller things that's so invisible that you can't see, which is the most powerful things of all things. Break it down, Adam. Right? Hydrogen, however small. I don't know the last thing, you know, the quartz or whatever, they might find something smaller than that. But if you saw how powerful those little things are, woo, come on, somebody.
Amen.
And think, those little things are still just the creation of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all, can you hear what I'm saying? Then if those little things are the creation of God and they are powerful like that, that can blow up this earth. What sin you got that you feel like God can't get rid of? Hallelujah! That's why the Bible said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Am I making sense? See, God got us so covered. God got us so covered. You know, the devil don't know what to do with us, really. Because every time he tried to make you fall, trip you up, God raises you up. Huh? Many times, you know, we may have been down and it, to ourselves, we say, Lord, I can't go no further. God said, yes, you can. Hallelujah. I don't know what my Lord and Savior was thinking, but when he dropped with that cross,
yeah.
You know the devil was right there.
That's right.
Oh, you know you need to give it up. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. The Bible said it was with joy. Jesus Christ endured the cross with joy. See, it wasn't the outer thing where things were going on. It was the inside. See, a lot of times people, they misread you. They think you something's happening, but sometimes when it's so good, you can't say nothing. Sometimes, you know, it's like eating a cake. You just put it in your mouth and you just, joy floods you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh my, I had a sister come from to my house, amen, from South Africa, and she had some of my wife cooking. I don't know whether she knew she was making that noise or not. Every spoonful, I'm like, Lord, I'm thinking you can come again. Hallelujah. Sometimes that's how the word of God is. The word of, if you can't read the God word and get joy, something wrong. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When all your friends forsake you, you say, Lord, I need some fellowship. He's right on the job. Because that's what he wants. He wants fellowship. Oh, he'll give you something. Sometimes I don't know what to say. I said, Lord, just give me a scripture. Let me turn. And you know, I'll be turning to some scriptures. Then God or something say stop. Or I look at it and I know that's it. I know that's what he's telling me. Ooh. Some of the things he's told me. See, excuse me. We don't accept no for an answer. Sometimes, amen, it looks to me impossible. But you see one thing, a lot of times people, Christians, we give up. You know, we tried this way and it don't happen, we give up. But that Shunammite woman tried everything. She tried his staff. She tried laying the boy on the bed. She tried everything. And then all of a sudden, none of it worked. She didn't say, well, it must not be the Lord's will. Mm-mm. She said, I'm going to see the higher power. I'm going to see the man who's got the power of God in him. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And I love this part. I don't know whether they had any traffic lights or stop signs or whatever the case may be. But she told, amen, her servant, she said, don't stop for no one. Hallelujah. Don't stop. See, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes we listen to people with unbelief. Don't stop for nobody. You you keep your tunnel vision, you keep your mind on God. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Elijah didn't even know what was going on. Hallelujah. But that lady knew what was going on. See, when you need something from God, don't you ever come with some kind of negative testimony. That woman, amen, everything okay with you? She said, all is well. You're not going to get me, devil. Oh, it looking, you know, the confidence come. Well, it looking quite bad. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. All is well. I don't know what you're looking at. Hallelujah. But I'm looking at a promise. Woo! If God said all my loved ones will be saved, all my loved ones will be saved. Huh? You say he didn't say that, but you can say it. He said you can ask whatsoever you will, believing that you'll receive it. I don't care how he does it. I don't care if they're on their deathbed saying, God, forgive me. Hallelujah. I'm concerned about their soul more than anything else. People look at some of my children. I said, I ain't worried about my children. God done already told me. And ain't no devil in hell going to make me think nothing different. I'm sorry, I did not produce no serpents. They might act like them, but they're not. Hallelujah! Jacob acted like he wasn't either, right? But one day God got a hold of Jacob. Hallelujah! By the time God finished with Jacob, he was no longer a deceiver, but a prince. Oh, come on, somebody. You just don't give up. Never, ever give up. Why? Because you're the priesthood of God. Oh, you're the priesthood. You're the handler of the blood. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what he wants us to give him, some living sacrifice. Yes, sir. People say, well, you just putting on your manufacturing. Hallelujah. Well, what is a sacrifice? It's something you do and it's not so easy to be done. It's something you giving up or something. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It means if you don't feel good, if you don't feel, oh, I don't feel like praising the Lord, that's when you ought to. Oh, I don't want to act like that. That's when you need to act like that. I have tried throughout the years to tell people and show people the secret of getting things from God. But it seems like people don't hear me. Seem like they say, oh, that's too much praising. That's too much worship. That's too much something. But throughout the scriptures, that's all I see. That's all I see. When you want something from God, you don't even have to ask him. You just start praising him. Hallelujah. You just give him glory. I've seen it work too many times. We must understand who we are. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. See, what I'm saying, if we if we're not careful, we'll prostrate ourselves before things that are just temporal. You know what I mean? Sometimes we worship ourselves, our children, or something. But you got to focus. You got to get your mind off of all that nonsense and put it back on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Sometimes people worship their church. Oh, my church, your church ain't nothing. It's his church. Hallelujah. A blood-washed church. Not a building with a name on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understand, like I said, your God is supernatural. And therefore, if you're born of him, that makes you supernatural. And you ought to get tired of working in that old natural realm. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You ought to get tired of working in that natural realm. If God has given you the ability to speak it, you need to speak it. We prostrate ourselves. And that's the thing. People don't know how to wait. We're living in a society, everything is pop, 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 pop. That's why people, these little children got attention deficit. Right? Because all these machines are moving so fast. And they're looking at them. Then when you and I start moving like me, that's boring. That's outright boring. And people don't understand we never had attention deficit like we've got now until those computers came in. Hello, somebody. You can't move as fast as that. At least not yet. Think about it. You and I must understand that we are the living idols of God. Hmm? An idol. That means, let me read it for you. See, we prostrate ourselves before a supernatural God that's not an idol. And we feel, and we are filled with him and become his idol. His living image of him working. You say, well, I don't know about that. God said to that old devil, have you considered Job? What was that to God? Perfect and upright man, God said he was. There is only one perfection, and that's God perfection. Job didn't have some human perfection. It was God that came his perfection because, amen, he offered up sacrifices. What makes you perfect, not your works, is the blood of Jesus. See, that's the problem. We spend too much time with the do's and don'ts. That's not it. If you get the Holy Ghost, God will live it. It ain't you living it. It's God's living through you. Get the Holy Ghost. I don't care what it takes. Somebody said, well, it ain't all that necessary. Oh, my God. I just feel so sorry for people. I feel so sorry for people because what it is, they don't want to give up their personality. That's why they do what they do. I'm not that kind of person. Well, sure you're not. Neither was the Jews on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. But by the time God got finished with them, all their person was gone. Jumping out the windows, running down the screaming out. He's alive! Ooh, I wish I was there. He's alive! You know, one of these old days, you might see me on CNN or whatever they call it. Man going crazy in the restaurant, screaming, he's alive, he's alive. I'll be warning those brothers. They come in the restaurant and we sitting in there and they start talking about Jesus. I say, you finna start something. You getting ready to start something. Excuse me, I'm not to blame. The process, see what I'm saying? His living image of him working, walking on earth as a living representation of God that we serve. Amen. See, I just told my brother I got a little knit cap. It's called, I love Jesus on it. You ought to see the people looking at me too. Why you put that on? Because I want them to look at me. That's what the Bible said. Say you don't hide your light under a bushel. Amen. Hallelujah. For those of us, for them, those who can't discern, I'm a Christian. I want them to read it. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. If they can wear their bulls and goats and everything else on their cap, why can I put I love Jesus on mine? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not supposed to hide who we are. We're supposed to be a city setting up on a hill that cannot be hid. God and human being is contrary to perfect paganism. They fall before Mary or Joseph or some other saint or something or another like that. That's dead. That's been dead for years. But you see, the Holy Spirit comes into the living being, not into a dead idol, but into the living being, working through the living being, not through an idol. Ye are the temples of God. Woo! And if God is in there, let me tell you something. People look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm going to say it like this. There's two places that there's a lot of noise. Hell and heaven. And this is the most quietest place according to the prophet. Hallelujah! We don't make enough noise. But I'm going to tell you something, in that New Jerusalem, in that temple up there, amen, they're making a lot of noise. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, come on, somebody. Yes. And I'm told that when the seals were broke, John made more noise than they did. Yes. What? Yes. John said, all heard I say. Yes. We relatives because he talked just like me. Oh, Oh, it's wonderful to know, amen, that God, amen, gave a bride. See, that's what I'm saying. The bride, she's not ashamed of her Lord. She's not going to be. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Just one more. See, sometimes death may approach you or try to take your life at an early age. And let me tell you something. I always tell people, if God don't tell me I'm dying, I ain't dying. If he told Peter and them and all them, your time has come. See, that's the only reason why they gave it up. Right? So the devil ain't going to come and say, well, you're going to die from this thing. I'm like, who say so? Right. When did you get any rights? Right. Everything you ever had was stripped from you. Amen. At Calvary. Amen. You have no right to tell me. Amen. Right? The devil ain't got no right to tell you what's going to happen to you. Amen. Like he know the future. Amen. Hear what I'm saying? I'll fight that devil. By faith. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. With his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? And if I'm in the presence of God, listen, ain't nothing taking me out until I'm done. Amen. With Satan, if that's the way God wants me to go, I'll go. Right. Hallelujah. But until he tell me I'm not a translation saint. Come on, brother. I believe that with all my heart. Excuse me. I don't have a cold. Really, I don't. I don't know what it is, but it ain't a cold. God is so good to me. But here, you know, this is another story I like, and I'm about ready to close on this because, you know, here was David taking care of Abigail and Nabal's field. Right? David and his army. This is what I love about this. See, Abigail was a wise woman. Nabal was a fool. There's a part of you that acts like a fool. And there's a part of you that act like Abigail. And you see, you find out that David represented God and all God was doing was taking care of him and keeping his house safe from all the robbers, making sure that the crops grew right. Right. And then God required a tenth. Just a little something, something. God required something from him. And neighbor said, what? I know David. And he didn't know no David. If he had known David, he wouldn't have said what he did. And I ain't giving him nothing. Soldier, go back and tell him. See, God knows your heart. And when you have already shut your giving up to God, an angel go back and said, Lord, they're shutting it up. David said, yeah, I'm going down and I'm going to kill him. Everything he's got, his wife, his cattle, his cat, his dog, everything. Did you know that? He was going to kill everything. There would be nothing left but Nabal and old Abigail. Abigail represents that spiritual part. Abigail says, oh my goodness, I knew my husband. If I could get rid of him, I'd do it right now. Huh? She must have suffered. She had to suffer to call her husband a fool. So David comes and Abigail goes and she gets up. See, we don't accept. No. We don't accept death. We got power over death. Did y'all know that? Oh, some of y'all didn't know it, but we do. What do you mean? Jesus said, destroy this temple. Amen. And he says, in 3 days, I'll raise it up. Yeah, right. Well, if he had power over death, we do too.
That's right.
Amen. You better understand that, because how in the world are you going to be changed if you don't know you had power over death? Right. Now, y'all probably think I'm going crazy for real. But I done seen death a couple, well, let me not go there. But I'm going to tell you, I've been confronted with it. Let me say it like that. And I bind that devil and ran him back out my house. Amen. And he jumped me and went to one of my relatives. Yeah. People looking at all this stuff. I'm going to tell you, he looked like Darth Vader. Black, just like that. The only thing he had didn't seem like when I saw him, looked like he didn't have a mouth or something. I just couldn't tell. But I'm telling you, those Hollywood things that call, they think is imaginative, something is influencing them people. And I know what I've seen, and I've seen it more than once. When my daddy died, I saw something black like that come through my house like that. I told my wife, I said, I saw it. I said, I seen that thing again. And I called my family together, all my children that was in my house. I said, I don't know what y'all doing. I said, but if you got something in your life that's not right, you better make it right. I said, because I just saw death. Asked my wife, she'll back me up. I told her that. And come to find out that devil went to my daddy's house and my daddy died. I don't know why I see things like that. I ain't nobody. But somehow I just do. But I know one thing. I try to get them together. I don't care if God got to take them. I just don't want them to take them unsaved. Right. See, this is just temporal, folks. This is temporal. I'm not afraid. You know, this means nothing to me. I'm so sick of this stuff anyway. Yeah. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. So we look at this and Nabal, amen, he comes, amen. And here, amen, I love Abigail because she comes with praises. Amen. You want to stop. You, is that right? Yes. Brother Branham said, like, he said there were two that stopped the sun. Yes. Joshua and blind Bartimaeus. Yes. Hello? Amen. But blind Bartimaeus stopped the S-O-N. Amen. And you can stop the S-O-N. Amen. Because when blind Bartimaeus was saying, thou son of David, he was literally acknowledging that Jesus was the son of David and he was worshiping him. Amen. See what worship will do? People don't understand it. Worship is a powerful thing. That's why God said, don't forget me. Communion was given so that we wouldn't forget him. The Holy Ghost is given so you and I won't forget him. He liked being so close. He said, I'll be in you. Hallelujah. And what happens, amen, in my closing? Amen. Abigail went and she grabbed, she almost like a queen of Sheba. She grabbed everything. Get him. Yep. As much as she could. She, you know what I, you know what it was? It was, it's right in my head. Heave offering. Anybody know what I'm talking about? A heave offering is not something that you look in your wallet and decide which one you're going to give them. A 10, a 5, or a 1. A heave offering is when you put, you go in your pocket and you don't know what all's in there and you just throw it in there. Yeah. I have not seen anybody give a heave offering yet. But that's what it is. Hallelujah! So she got a heave offering. She knew she didn't have much time. She was throwing in stuff. And then she got before God, before David. She didn't go up in her hair all ragged up and everything. She knew David liked women. Yeah, that's right. And I can imagine Abigail. She probably put her best dress on and her best perfume and everything else. Hallelujah. Had her hair wherever what. But she knew what she was doing. That's right. She had to appeal before God. Because David had their lives in his hand. Hallelujah. And that's one of the things I don't even understand about sisters anyhow. You know, my thing, and I always try to tell people, I said, sisters, I am not going to give the secret away. I talk to the brothers about it. But I'm trying to say that a woman is made in a way that if she pushed the right buttons, she can get it done. My grandbaby, 5 years old, knows how to push my buttons. Come on, somebody. She got them old big old eyes. my wife says she got you so wrapped around her finger. Inside I'm saying, I know it. But anyhow, that's just the way you made up. You know, and, you know, I look at people and I said, with those resources, you just let it, I don't know what you're thinking. But the whole point, Abigail knew. See, that's what you don't understand. You being God's bride, he love you with an everlasting love. He loved you so much, he justified you when you did iniquities. You done wrong, and he loved you so much. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, he loved you so much that he himself died for you. It is beyond anything I can comprehend, but I'll take it. So anyway, she comes and she bows herself to David and says, you know, David, we know what kind of man you are. Your fame is gone out. Hello? Amen. I go before God and I said, there's no God like you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on. I talk to him. You know, I talk to him in love. The devil said, the devil said, you can't flatter God. I said, I know I can't. So that's why I'm talking to him just like this. There's no other God like you. You're the only living God. There ain't no Buddha and Allah and all that stuff. I tell him. Yeah. And then I tell him how much I appreciate him creating me. Yeah. With all my failures, with all my faults, he's still God. Yeah. He's still a good God. Yeah. I look at all that I have. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for this message. And I tell him that too. I said, Lord, I don't know where I would be. I wouldn't have nothing, absolutely nothing, without the message, without the word, without this thing changing my life. Hey! And Abigail went and she said, oh, David, don't you get in trouble with God. You let God handle it. That's basically what she said. And she went and I don't know what David was thinking. I'm sure he heard some of what she said. Because in the back of David's mind, he's thinking wife. Huh? And she said, don't worry about it. God will get rid of that fool. She called him Nabal, but she said Nabal, his name means fool. Oh, God. Can you imagine somebody calling you every day, fool, come here, fool. What you doing? You know, I don't mean no harm, but that's really what it was. I'm not making fun of God and I'm not mocking God. The truth of the matter is, that's the reality of it. Sometimes, you know, Brother Randall said, like, God has a humor. And if this is not God, he can humor his own word. You know, sometimes I think we fail. I'm not trying to be a clown. My point is this. If you give God back what he deserves, he gonna bless you. Yes. Abigail wasn't going to David to ask for David's marriage, a hand in marriage, but God was so pleased at her approach. He put it in the heart of David to marry that woman. Hallelujah! Y'all hear what I'm saying? My point is, you do not allow the devil to triumph over you. We are victorious even in death. Y'all hear what I'm saying? We are victorious. We are invincible. There is nothing. The Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I don't care who it is. There is nothing can make God change his mind about you. Nothing. How many of us, amen, was backslidden and God still loved us? Yes. How come? Because he had written in the word, I love the backslider. Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. God, amen, made sure that everything, amen, everything you needed to escape, he made it that way. Hallelujah. And don't you ever think that you're going to get to heaven on your merits. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I so thank God. I can't even hardly comprehend sometimes, amen, the goodness of God. I can't hardly comprehend it. And let me tell you something. If one day I have to go to the guillotine or whatever it may be, I was thinking to somebody, I just preached a message, fear no evil. Hey, you ain't got no business fearing ISIS or nobody else. Hallelujah. God is operating that. Hallelujah. God is punishing and spanking America for her wickedness. Hallelujah. And the worst is yet to come. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Oh, what are you talking about? I'm talking about even when Babylon, you know, how they were thrown in the burn of the fire. Amen. Those three Hebrew boys. And let me tell you something. You know, sometimes you might get on your knees and pray and you can't even feel the presence of God. The devil say he don't hear you. What you talking about? God hears me every time. Hallelujah. I don't have to feel him to hear me. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. He knows the very intent of my heart. Hallelujah. Don't ever make the devil. Sister, let's say it like this in closing. How in the world are you going to think God don't hear you? If you justify, if you cleanse as though you've never sinned in the first place, if God has thrown out, had the trial, and he was the jury, the judge, and everything, and he found you not guilty. Hallelujah. Case dismissed. Y'all hear what I'm saying? When the case is dismissed and you come out as the winner, hallelujah. Why? Because there was no evidence found against you. Hallelujah. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ washed it all away. He didn't cover it. He didn't cover it. He vanished it. He dropped it in the bleach. Amen. I was telling my church in closing, I said, you know, a lot of time we think every time we sin, God goes and put blood on the altar. That's not even scripture. The Bible said it was once and for all. He saw you when you sinned before you got saved. He saw you sin while you were saved. He saw you every mistake has been taken care of. I believe it. I receive it. Hallelujah. And I'm not afraid. Oh Lord, I hope I make the rapture. I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you tonight how you make the rapture. You get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hmm? That's it. Hmm? God ain't coming back for your character. He's coming back for his.
Yes.
And if the Holy Ghost is in you, people say, well, I got to make it. You done already made it. Just like I told somebody the other night, and I am closing. Like I told him, I said, I'm landing now, but I get there. Amen. But when you think about it, this book, how you going to eat this whole book? Tell me. The Bible, according to Revelation, said eat the whole book.
Right.
I'm not smart enough.
Right.
Come on, brother.
How? David said, Lord, hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. How you going to do it?
Come on, brother.
Ezekiel said, I'm going to write my laws upon the tables of your heart.
Yeah.
How many of y'all ever had an experience like that? If you got the Holy Ghost, you do.
Amen.
If you got the Holy Ghost, you got the whole book. He didn't give you just the New Testament. He gave you the whole book. That's the only way. Because the whole, listen, this is all people understand. This represents a person. And this person is Jesus Christ. And if you, who is the Word? Right? He is the Word. How many times? What's going to happen to you if you can't read or write? And you got to eat the whole book? How you going to eat the whole book if you can't read or write? Tell me. You know, it's taking God in. Look, you say, well, what do you mean? That's what I'm talking about. See, the Bible tells us in communion, there was one bread broken. And each piece of that bread represented Christ. Y'all hear what I'm saying? When you eat piece of the loaf, you've eaten the whole loaf. There's nothing different about the piece you had other than the piece that everybody else had. It's made out of the same bread. So when we come together in communion, it's taking those fragmented pieces and bringing them all back together to make one loaf. That's what communion is. And that's why it says that you must examine yourself to make sure that there is no leavening. Because there's no leavening in the bread. So what in reality that means you gotta love everybody.
Amen.
I love this. Because you gotta love your neighbor.
Yeah.
Even if you got a bad one. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because that's what he showed When the lawyer asked Jesus, he said, who is my neighbor? He went to the scene about the man who was killed on the road to Jericho. He said, who's the neighbor then? See, the lawyer, why he picked the lawyer? Because there was a priest and there was a Levite. Religious folks coming from Jericho. But there was one man who didn't care what you thought about him. This is the beautiful. He comes and he picks up the man. He takes care of him, you know, and on the oil, the wine was used for purification. So he poured the wine in the womb and he sealed it up with the oil so no more germs can get in it.
Amen.
And then he put the man in church and said, preacher, take care.
Yeah.
Huh? So what do you expect in this last day? You expect the wounded to come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the preacher's job to take care of him till Jesus come.
Amen. Good,
hmm? You love the Lord?
Amen.
Let's stand. Fire, 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 fall on me. Oh, fire, 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 fall. Oh, as in the day. Oh, fire, fall on. Hallelujah. Fire. Oh, fire, fire, fire. Hallelujah, fire, fire, fire. Oh, as in the day. Fire. Hallelujah. Light my fire, Lord. Let it burn. As we feel. As a mighty rushing wind. Let the sun shine. Make my soul. Oh, here's my heart desire. Whoa! Fire, 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 fire. Hallelujah! Woo! Oh, as in the day. Oh, as in the day. Light my fire, Lord. Let the sun shine, make my soul, oh, it gives my heart desire. Ain't it grand to be a Christian, ain't it grand? Ain't it grand to be a Christian, ain't it grand? Oh, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand? Don't you love it? Hallelujah! Ain't it grand to be a Christian? Ain't it grand? Ain't it grand? Ain't it grand? On a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand? Ain't it grand to love your brother? Ain't it grand? Ain't it grand? On a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand? Oh, ain't it grand to love your sister? Ain't it grand? Oh, ain't it grand? Yeah, on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand? Oh, ain't it grand to love each other? Ain't it grand? Oh, ain't it grand? Hey, on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand? Ah. There are some things I may not know. There are some places that I cannot go. But there's one thing. Oh, I'm sure of my God is real. Oh, I can feel Him in my soul. God is real. Made me whole. Yes, His love for me. Oh, it's better than pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. Doubt. Yes, some folks may scorn, all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, since that day. Just going to sing one more song and give the service over to our brother. Give me a key of C, please. Whenever the devil come at you, and after the day he's going to come, he's always trying to test whether or not, to see whether or not you really receive the word. I pray that somehow you got something tonight. Every part of it may have been for you, but I pray whatever bread God divided unto you, that you would keep it and hide it into the depths of your heart, and not let Satan take it away from you. I was just a child when I felt the Savior's leading. I was drawn to what I could not understand. But for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what He have of me is who I am. As I come to see the weaker side of me, I realize His grace is what I need. When sin demanded justice for my soul, mercy said, no, I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said, no, sin will never take control. Oh, life and death to face to face, and darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. For God so loved the world that He sent the Son to save us. From the cross He built a bridge to set us free. Oh, but deep within our hearts there is still a war that rages. And He makes the sacrifice so hard to see. Oh, when midnight fell on crucifixion day, the light of hope, it seems so far away. When evil tried to stop redemption flow, mercy said, no, I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. Woo! You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said, no, sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. Now when heaven looks at me, it's through the blood of Jesus, reminded me of one day long ago. Mercy said no. Help me say it. I'm not gonna let you go. Woo! I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. If there be anybody desire for me to pray for you, that God will give you the Holy Ghost, we'll be more than willing to pray for you. If you have the faith, you can have it just now. Not tomorrow, now. You say, well, Brother Brooks, will I have to feel anything? You may not feel anything for the moment. But if you receive God, God will vindicate himself to you some way or another. The greatest vindication that God can give to you is life. That you will acknowledge and see that you've changed from death unto life. The desires that you once had of the world would vanish, and you crave the things of heaven. So if there be anybody, you can come just now. If you have any other needs, you're more than welcome to come. In the presence of
heard a word about invincibility. We just heard a word raising your face, showing you who you are. Maybe you're like, you're in a low part in your life. You're wondering, can there be another revival? You're wondering, God, is there still hope for me? The word says there is. Maybe you're looking at a sickness. Maybe you're looking at a spiritual oppression, a depression fighting your life. The seed of God speaks of better things for your life. The Spirit of God speaks of better things. The Scripture says, if any man is or anyone is sick, let them call for the elders and let them be prayed for, and they'll be healed. We've seen numerous miracles just around here as of late. God is the same. But if we just let the Lord pass by, then we'll miss what the Word was meant to produce. We're going to sing that song again. If there's anyone else that has need, He can still do it tonight. In the presence, oh, and in the presence, oh, of Jehovah, oh, God Almighty. Presence of Jehovah in the presence of Jehovah, our God Almighty. Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence.
of the King. One more time in the presence of Jehovah. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts amended in the song, Only Believe. Amen. See. And only believe. Only believe that all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible if you only believe. Jesus is here. Oh, and Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. And do you believe that today that he's here? Amen. Amen. We'll just sing one more song as we're dismissed, if you'd like to be dismissed. Amen. Sing that song, Amazing Grace. Amen. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
'Twas grace.
And 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did grace appear. I first believed
through many dangers
and through many dangers, tolls, and snares. I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Think about it now when we've been there.
'Cause when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Now let's just praise Him as we're dismissed. Praise God.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Just sing it one more time as we're dismissed. Praise God.
Oh, praise God, praise God.